Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sabrina Wright, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you design a new holiday tradition. We're here each second Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Today, we're going to discuss designing new memories, new traditions for a new you in the new year. Are you finding yourself at a place of focusing on the lack or the limits and changes due to current restrictions and modifications to social gatherings? I know it's difficult not to. Well, here in Washington State, we've just had Thanksgiving limits extended through January 4th. Now that puts a huge twist on what many have been planning for Christmas since they couldn't see folks in Thanksgiving. We've got to quarantine here for about 14 days prior to gathering, or quarantine 7 days and get a COVID test prior to gathering. So there's a lot that goes into meeting with family, friends, and of course the public responsibility necessary to make sure that we're doing the right thing and have everybody's health and interests forefront in our mind. So instead of focusing on the lack of traveling opportunities or the lack of big celebrations, today let's change your perspective. If there's anything I come to practice more and more this year, has been realizing and changing my perspective. Each situation brings with itself certain challenges. So taking a look at any situation with a different lens not only eases anxiety, but it also opens you up to some wonder, maybe some miracles, and maybe some magic you didn't even realize was around the corner. So how will this Christmas celebration evolve? My question to you is, what new fun and what new activities will bring more joy and love this year to the season, to your family, and to yourself? Well, it's interesting because this makes me think about all the Christmases that I've had in my life, from when I was a child to as an adult, just in the last couple of years. And I've been really, really blessed and really grateful to have had some incredible holiday seasons, no matter where I've lived and with who I was hanging out with, right? My family is pretty split up all over the United States. So through this COVID, there's been very little travel. In October, I don't know if I mentioned this, but in October, I was fortunate enough to go and see my dad and my brother, and it had been about 10 years since we saw each other. And it wasn't going to be possible for me to go visit in Thanksgiving, and now certainly not in Christmas. And what I have come to realize and have thought about the last few weeks since I saw him was some of the things that we used to do as a family as we were growing up, as I was growing up. And this may sound kind of old-fashioned to some, but I really enjoy handwritten notes and handwritten cards. And so throughout my life, I've saved them. And after seeing and visiting my dad, he's not doing well. He's got dementia and he's struggling with Alzheimer's, and his health is really declining. I ended up coming home and I ended up pulling out some of the cards and letters that he had written me over the years. And it just filled my heart with joy. And it made me a little teary as well. But it's those kinds of things that bring back incredible memories, right? This year particularly is difficult for many families and a lot of my friends and even clients that I'm talking to are challenged with how to get through it. We don't have all the parties. We don't have all of the gift giving. We don't have all of the running around and hectic mess that we've had in the past. Me personally, thank goodness. Many of my friends, thank goodness, right? It was hard to meet all of the expectations that come with a calendar full and very little time or margin to be able to breathe, enjoy the moment for yourself. So again, I want to ask you, how will this Christmas celebration season evolve for you? What new fun activities have you thought about? Or have you considered? Think back to when you were a kid. What were some of the fun things that you remember that no longer are part of your holiday celebration? I can remember a year we moved from Michigan as a family to Washington State, and there was a delay in the moving van coming. So we ended up having, this is wonderful. We ended up having a picnic by the fire for our Thanksgiving meal. And one of the cool things about that house was that fireplace, and that's where we would gather a lot as families. That became our family room. And that holiday, that Christmas season, we ended up stringing popcorn and cranberries and making our own garland. I don't know if they do that anymore. I can remember how many holes I had in all my fingers because of that needle being so big. And you had to get it just right in the popcorn to make it stay on the thread. Warm memories like that. That would be something that would be fun to bring back if I had grandchildren close by. Gosh, what else? There are so many things that you can think of that would bring joy and bring something new to this holiday season. Well, I see here that it's time to go for a break. And I want to encourage you to call in and share some of your favorite memories of Christmases past. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And I'm eager to hear your favorite memory as a child and as an adult. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. And when we come back, we'll explore more about designing new memories and traditions for this Christmas season.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858 684-7575.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bass Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
We're back, and I'm Sabrina Wright, and we're talking about changing the landscape of this Christmas season. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact me. And I think that the best way is going to be through my website. And that website is thewright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. And here I would encourage you to go and join my mailing list. You'll get a monthly newsletter, and you'll receive a free six-part detox solution report that helps you to detox all aspects of your life and home. And right now, health and immunity focus and beefing up your immune system is so important. This will be a great report for you to get it. Also on the website, you'll find my services and the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, products that I've found that enhance my good life. I have found these companies and been affiliated with them, done the research on them, and have found that they are companies that have high quality products and services and a high sense of integrity and excellent customer service. So again, the website is the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Oh, hey, we've got a caller. Benny, we've got somebody on the phone.
Yes,
great.
We'll take Lisa calling in from the California area. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Benny.
Hey, Lisa. So are you calling in to share some of your memories or maybe
I am, but It's an old memory. I mean, not that old, but it's also a great reminder of how it can be done this year. And so what I wanted to share with people is, and with you, a couple years ago, my daughter who lives in Maine and her boyfriend could not fly here. There was a snowstorm and they couldn't get home for Christmas. And so we always make, you were talking earlier on the show about cards, the written, you know, writing cards and receiving cards. So we always make each other. I always make my children cards and they make me cards. And so we had sent the cards ahead of time. When we sent packages, we knew this was going to be happening. What we did was we did a live sharing and opening of our cards and reading of the cards and of our gifts. So my son and I were here in California, and my daughter and her boyfriend were in Maine. And we spent, I don't even know how many hours together. So it was the absolutely next best thing to sharing Christmas together. And that's really, truly one of my favorite memories of being with my children. And it's such a great reminder that it is, that's exactly what we're going to do this year. They can't travel here because of COVID, like you were mentioning earlier. So we're going to do the same thing again this year, and it's going to be just as much fun, just as much, just as memorable, and really just as heartwarming as it was last year. And, you know, there may be other times when we can't get together for whatever reason, snow, COVID, or whatever else. So I just think sometimes when you just adjust or pivot and you get creative, sometimes those occasions and those memories are some of the best ones.
You know, I agree with you very much so. It's I'm so thankful that we do have the virtual platform. Now, if you'd asked me a couple of years ago, I think I would not have been as thankful because of a learning curve and how it being all new technology and all. But to your point, very much so, it's a way for us to share our experiences with those that we love, our family, our friends, and to be able to see it. It's so much more difficult, I think, to be on the phone, especially opening gifts, or let's say, you know, you want to play a game virtually. It's very difficult to do that on the phone. There's just something about being able to see the person as you're communicating with them that brings exactly. A whole new level of delightfulness. Absolutely. Wow. I like that tradition. I think that's marvelous.
Well, and we do that. And then because we've done, what led up to that was when I would send them gifts for an occasion or not an occasion, they would always film them. And then my daughter might send me the video of Noah opening something I sent her or sent him. So if you don't have the technology, and if maybe it's a person that's not familiar with any Zoom kind of sort of platform, you can always send them a video and they can watch the video of the person opening up the gift or the card or whatever it was that they sent them. So it's technology can be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It really can. And I mean, smartphones right now have better cameras, I think, than some of the digital cameras that are out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great memory. What was something that you remember from your childhood that would maybe be fun for some of our listeners to consider starting this year if they have a family, small kids? Is there anything specific that you guys did?
There was a lot of things, but something I'm thinking of, because I often, as far as gift goes, I love giving gifts more than I like receiving them. I get so excited to give gifts, and that's how my family was. So what we would do is we wouldn't all open up gifts all at the same time. So my dad would always start, and he would choose a gift, and then that person would open the gift, and then whoever opens the gift gets to choose the next gift. So that was always really, really fun for me. And then I carried that on with my own family. And we still do that when we get together with my two sisters and their families and my mom. So it makes you take the time to be more present when you're opening it and to have a quick little conversation about the gift, and the giver and the receiver get to have share a moment together, which I love.
I like that. That's really heartwarming. And this year, if nothing else, have we not learned the value of time. So to be able to have that personal connection and to be able to linger over the time.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. Oh, I love that.
And if you can't do it in person, then you have to then do it virtually, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next best thing for sure. But it's that connection. Connection, we are hardwired for connection, and humans are, and we need that connection. So we need to do whatever it takes to get to stay connected.
I agree. And what better way to start some new memories and new traditions than this Christmas holiday? It'll take you right into a new year and so many more new things to come your way. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
And the more, well, and the more new things you do, then you're not as afraid to do them, right? So you're just, this is just a great, this year, like you talked about this. It's been a great lesson for all of us. So if we can all learn to just adjust our attitudes a little bit, it's going to make everything so much better.
That's terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I was lovely to chat with you.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you calling in. I enjoyed this conversation as well. You have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. So that was just a fantastic way to stay connected this year. And what a delightful memory to have. Can you think of some of your memories in the past and how they came in unexpected invitations and situations? Well, I shared with you about one that I had when I was a kid, moving cross country. There was another Christmas where there was an event that my grandparents came out to visit. And they came out from Florida. And so with them being with the family, we started singing Christmas carols and we made homemade hot chocolate. And grandma had special holiday recipes that we would make. And two of their favorite classic entertainers were Andy Williams and Perry Como. These two gentlemen have become classic Christmas icons to me, and they used to have a variety show. I can remember a warmth that was deep within and a time of simplicity to life where there was greater peace for our family. There was more laughter, and it seems like the word that just described it was more. Gratitude and gratefulness have become so much more a focus this year. Each day you open your lives is a gift. So let's delve into how to design a new Christmas memory. Think about your past Christmas in your childhood and your adult, and think about who is involved and who may not be a part of this year's celebration. Now hold that thought, because I'd like to make sure that we have plenty of time to capture that whole concept and that whole idea. Let's take a short break and think on these things.
We all carry around fears, insecurities, and other unhelpful feelings. It would be great to be able to just put them down. One day, two Buddhist monks were on a journey. They came to a fast-flowing river and saw a young woman unable to cross because she couldn't swim. The older monk, without hesitation, offered to help her across the water. Hours later, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer. We're not supposed to have contact with women, and yet you helped that woman across the river. Why? The older monk replied, "I put that young lady down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Hi, I'm Sara Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to put down those things of the past with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom Podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
We're back, and I'm Sabrina Wright, and today we're talking about designing new memories and new traditions. So we left you with a couple of questions, right? Last year or a few years ago, what is something that will be different this Christmas? Is it grandma's cookies, fudge, and pies? How about Uncle John's cheating at Monopoly because he's the banker, right? I don't know if you ever had that in your family, but we always were suspect of the banker. You can change it up this year, especially since we've become so virtually connected. And Lisa, last segment, told us about her wonderful experience that she had with her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend. Here's an idea. If you're missing grandma and her baking, why not, since we're virtual, right? Why not have grandma send you the recipe and that you both hook up at the same time and cook it either together virtually or make it an opportunity for grandma to teach your kids how to bake her yummy Christmas desserts and fudge and pies. Now, if you want to really connect with Uncle John, what if you start a new game and create a new memory and something that'll be virtually with him? There are some fun games out there like Scattergories. That cracks me up. You get a letter and you list all of these words that begin with this letter that fit in different categories. What's nice about all of this is that you're going to have new memories with a different twist, but some of the same traditions, only a little different, right? For me, I've gotten into the habit of sending handwritten notes and cards to my families and friends this year more than ever, more frequently and for no reason at all. Early in the show, I did mention that I collect them and I save them from my family and friends and I review them periodically. Well, this Christmas season, I'm sending more cards and I'm writing more notes. And these notes are of love and encouragement. And in my humble opinion, there's nothing quite like receiving a handwritten note in the mail. My love language is quality time. And so to receive a card or a note in the mail speaks to me about the intention and the purpose and the time taken to choose the card, write a note, put a stamp on it, and take it to the mail. I've saved some amazing cards and letters over the years, and I hope that those cards and letters that I have sent to others have really touched them in a way and in a timely way where they feel loved and encouraged. One particular, this year, after seeing my dad, it was a little more difficult coming home and thinking about the future, because my mom died in 2012, and it was shortly after the holidays. Well, that's 8 years ago. And so there are things that we did as kids, and there are holidays that we had a part as adults that when I think about her, I pull out the letters. I told you about my dad. Thankfully, my brothers and sisters are doing well. And I'm not quite sure if we're going to get together virtually or not. Thankful that we have that opportunity. It's a matter of syncing up schedules. That I'll be doing this week. You know, we have today, it's a gift. And there's no guarantee that we'll have tomorrow. And there's no guarantee what tomorrow will bring. So what impact, what gift, what brightness or blessing can you bring to not only today, but as you're thinking about the days coming to celebrate Christmas season, think about the reason for the season. Think about the gathering and the love and the sacrifice for family, friends, and your community. But I would encourage you to not only get connected with your family and friends virtually, but find out what's going on in your community. There are a number of organizations that are being impacted by COVID-19 and our gathering restrictions. I would encourage you to check into Meals on Wheels, check into any food banks that need help and assistance, check into, senior adult care facilities. Those adults and those seniors aren't going to be seeing their kids or their family. How amazing would it be to write a Christmas card of encouragement for them? There's my hairdresser. There's a friend of mine who she has been this entire season, and especially the last couple of weeks, been really focusing on providing Christmas cards and notepaper and pens and envelopes. And she stamped all the envelopes already. And she's asking each and every client that she has to write a Christmas card to a senior. She's picked out a couple of senior care facilities that she'll be mailing these cards to. And I think that that's a wonderful way to give back and to support your community. Not only when you do these kinds of acts of service do you bless others, but you're blessing yourself as well. I mean, the heart filled with joy and the warmth of that activity lasts quite a long time. And what an amazing new tradition to introduce to your family, to your children. With all of this stay at home and computer-based training that much is going on here in the state of Washington, who knows, maybe letter writing might be, or card writing might be something to start with your children and their friends. Make it more than just sharing and swapping Valentines, right? But I would really encourage you during this time of giving to reach out not only to extended family and friends, but also to your community, and to purpose and do something intentional that's filled with thought for someone else. What other Christmas traditions do you have? Benny, how about you? What do you do with your boys?
Well, I know their mom have the Elf on the Shelf, and they've named her, actually, Ralphie, which is good. That's a good little tradition they have going on. At my house, you know, I'm pretty simple. I do, you know, the standard kind of like, you know, we all get together. We do the Christmas tree and a few lights. I can actually remember a memory back when I was a child. It's pretty good. My mom, it was near, I was like almost around 9 or 10, and I was expecting like a particular action figure. I cannot recall this particular character's name, but of course, I wanted it really, really badly, and I was waiting all night and all day, and I was sleepless, and then finally, you know, the day arrives. And our traditions, though, too, is that we're able to open one present Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Subside our our pleasures for the next day, so to speak, and get things going for the celebratory day. And so I was able to open, and I picked out the one I was really, really wanting to, thankfully. And it was just a little action figure, and I played with it for a couple hours. Of course, it was time for bed because, you know, we got to put out cookies and milk and so forth like that. And I remember the middle of the night, I just heard this like bang, boom, bat, like some rustling and all that. I'm like, and then I hear my mom going, oh no. So basically what she did, she was moving this little action figure that had a like rocket projected item in the back of his like backpack. She was moving it and to make way for some other presents that my dad and her were putting together. And she shot an ornament off the tree. And it was like one of her, like kind of night. It was one that had been around for a little while from her family too. So she was a little bit bummed. Of course, the glue came out and they tried to patch it up. But and then of course the next day I couldn't find my little action figure, but it was tucked in the back. So my mom didn't have that accident again that day. So I do remember that was a pretty vivid memory.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Good times, good times.
Oh yeah. Now, I can remember as a kid, we would have such an assortment of ornaments that there really wasn't a theme to the way that we decorated the tree.
Yeah.
And yet every ornament was a memory in and of itself.
Correct. Yeah. Whether they're homemade or store-bought or from down the street or, you know, Goodwill or whatever. People obviously have different traditions in their own home. We're similar to like yours. We buy a couple things. We also throw on, you know, ones on from the boys have done things from school. We have other family members that have made items for us, and we put those on there. We used to do the string the popcorn. I don't know if you remember that. String the needle and the thread through all the popcorn. That took forever, apparently, but we still did it. The paper rings. Do you remember the rings? You used to do the rings?
Construction paper.
I remember that vividly. Well, we still have a couple from a couple years ago that are so faded. They're so bad. We should probably update our tree for new construction paper rings. But let's see. I'm trying to remember. My uncle, if you want to bring out traditions before we go to our last break of the hour, he hides a pickle in the tree. I still to this day, he says it's tradition from his family that, and he hides it really good too. Like, and their tree is really, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff on it. So I'm surprised like it's still upright every year. But he hides this green pickle somewhere within the tree, and whoever finds it the first day gets a little prize.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so anybody could do that too. I guess it'll give something for kids or even parents to do during the holidays while you're standing around talking to family. So, yeah, it works out. It works out.
Oh, that's great. Well, you said we're just about ready to go for a break. So before we take that break, let me give you my contact information one more time. I'm Sabrina Wright, and I'm with The Right Balance. And you can reach me on my website, the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Sabrina A. Wright. We're going to go for a quick break. And when we return, I'll share more ways to design your new holiday tradition. So stay tuned.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Oh, well, welcome back, everyone. That was Kermit the Frog.
Yep.
You didn't recognize his voice. Benny, thank you.
One of my childhood favorites as well.
Right? I miss the Muppets. Oh, my gosh. My nephews really used to love watching them as they were growing up. Gosh. Well, so we left you at the last segment thinking, right? So have your creative juices begun to flow then? Gosh, I certainly hope so, because this holiday season has so many opportunities to be great and filled with fantastic new memories, new traditions. And we've had a few of them shared here. Olivia, you've been a little quiet. Do you have anything that you remember that was really meaningful for you growing up?
You know, one thing does come to mind. I do have this memory of it being Christmas Eve. And I think I was, staying up late, not able to sleep with excitement. And I swear to this day, I don't know exactly what I was hearing, but it sounded like there were reindeer on the roof. And I don't know if my child brain just created that for me to add to the Christmas magic, I guess. But it stuck with me because I feel like I definitely did hear hooves on the rooftop that night.
Any bells with that, you know, like around their collar, anything?
No, you know, I think it just sounded like hooves, but you know, my house was kind of old and creepy, so it might have just been ghosts. Who knows?
Or the true Christmas spirit, Olivia.
Right?
They were there.
Perhaps.
Yeah, they were there. I remember one year I was newly married and we had gone, my husband and I had driven to Portland. We lived in Seattle and we had driven to Portland, and my baby sister, she would have been 9 or 10, something like that. And she wanted to stay up. She, you know, she would, we were decorating the tree. We had the hot chocolate. We were singing Christmas carols. The fire was going. Everything was wonderful. And her poor little peepers were just starting to close. And then she'd wake herself up. And finally, my dad just kind of took her into her bedroom and just laid her in bed and tucked her in. But no, she really wanted to wait for Santa. And my dad says, well, you can't, because if you're up when Santa comes, he's not going to leave you any presents.
That's right.
And she was just kind of shocked and surprised about that, because, you know, he spreads gifts all over the world, so he could just come back around maybe when she fell asleep. But what was really funny was my dad had set up, I don't know who it was, but it was perfect, had set up with somebody, a neighbor or a friend of his, and he ended up going up on the roof and he ended up, you know, making the pounding sound. And you should have seen her. She was in that bed and she was not coming out because she didn't want Santa to miss leaving her her presents. Oh my gosh, stuff like that just tickles me, truly. Kids can be so amazing. And it's the small little things that bring them wonder and delight. And when you get them giggling or laughing, it's contagious. Absolutely contagious. There's nothing better in my mind or in my heart than to hear that. So the options and the opportunities are endless on making new memories and new traditions. And in doing these new things, there's going to create a new perspective and a new spot within yourself, that your perspective is going to change. You'll see life a little differently. It's not going to be so doom and gloom or a perspective of lack. Your perspective becomes of potential, of opportunity, of new, and you'll have that wonder and you'll have that surprise. And who knows, Santa may leave you a very magical, mystical, marvelous gift this year with new memories, new traditions for the new year. Benny, that's all I've got for today.
Well, you've done an amazing job. May I fill in a quick little tidbit, though? If you would like to track Santa, I'm not sure if you're familiar, you're able to do that.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
yes.
You can go to, of course, everyone's on the internet or has their personal device. You can track them, or him, I should say, at noradsanta.org. That's N-O-R-A-D, santa.org. Okay. Tracks them from the beginning to the end to make sure you're good. Or bad. You can follow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. Terrific. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and turning us on today. I hope you have a warm and wonderful Christmas, and we'll see you here next time next month.
Let's go out in a candy store. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.